How do you make it through last season mentally, man? We see you walking after your car and stuff.
It was one of the things, it was really by the grace of God, and just being around the fellas, man, being around the atmosphere, you know, just seeing them go out there and strive and push for something that I couldn't do was kind of the hard, and then being able to coach at Wren High School was a big deal, you know. I really went down there to help the kids. It was great.
What did you do there?
I coached. I actually helped coach Terry Metcalf down there with the Wren Indians, became the running backs coach, and later on became the defensive coordinator, so just kind of helped out, and had a great time. That kind of kept me level.
How did that work? How many hours did you have to put into that, and how much fun was it?
You know what? It was a lot of fun. The hours wasn't as bad. It's not like college coaching or pro coaching. I came up here, I did my rehab, got in the playbook, got in the film room, and then in the mornings, you know, obviously practice in the afternoon. So I would go there in the afternoons, plan, practice at 3 o'clock. I'm done here by 1. So I go up there and plan and just take it from there.
So what were your jobs again? You said you were coordinator?
Yeah, I was running back, a defensive coordinator, and special teams coach. So Terry had me working over there pretty good. It was pretty good. I kind of took some things from Bob. You know, don't tell nobody. No.
Yeah.
But no, I just really loved investing in those kids' lives. It was great.
What kind of defense were you guys running?
Actually, man, I changed it to a 5-3 look, actually. We was playing Ferndale High School in the first round of playoffs, and man, they run that T pretty good, and I kind of felt like that five-man front would do it, so we kind of ran it. We did pretty good.
Hey, is that something down the road you would consider, you know, doing after your football career?
Oh, man, for sure. I would love that, man. Just watching little kids and being able to invest in their lives is a great thing.
Yeah. Now, for you, at what point was your ankle fine that you could have played? When was it okay?
You know, it was one of the things where you could never really tell, because, you know, a player, I can always feel good because I want to get back out there and play, obviously. Yeah. But, you know, it's one of them injuries where you don't want to come back too soon because you're not really sure if it's healthy. So it was one of the things where I felt like I was healthy, you know, around, you know, 11th week of the season, you know, where I rarely felt comfortable. And obviously that was too late to come back. But, you know, I think I needed that time off to really focus on the injury and get healthy so I can be here now.
Now, Coach Holmgren's talked about, you know, saving Mac a little bit. I mean, obviously Mac's still going to play a lot, but what role can there be for you? Maybe a third down sort of thing? What do you think is in store?
You know, I would love to be third down. You know, I would love to come out and just support Mac, first of all, and the team in any way that I can. Obviously, you know, with whatever the coaches are trying to plan, you know, hopefully I'm a part of that game plan to help Mac out, you know. So.
And where's your game at right now?
I mean, to be honest with you, I think it's better than last year. I think right now a lot of people weren't expecting me to be able to come out and run like I am, or be able to cut and still be able to have the speed. And I think I come out a little bit better, actually, than last year. Know the offense better, run better, cut better, so I feel really good.
How about instinctive blocking from the fullback position? You know, given that you made a conversion from college, and you ran well in the preseason, so people kind of associate you as a runner. But, but what about that part of it?
I think my blocking aspect has picked up tremendously. If you take a look at the film from 05 and then you look at me now, total different back. And, you know, I kind of compare myself to some of the other fullbacks in the league, and just looking at them, how they've played their whole life, and, you know, I've come in and kind of just adjusted them by watching them and become, you know, a pretty good blocker, I think, a really good blocker.
Were there any blessings in disguise besides the coaching thing you got to do in terms of sitting out? I mean, was there any blessing in disguise mentally for you? Or?
I think there was. I think one of the key things was family. Uh-huh. I think that was a big blessing. You know, being a football player, you don't get the time to really spend with your family. And I got a lot of time to really spend with my wife and my kids. They didn't get to see a lot of me trying to work and trying to be ahead of things. So that was probably the biggest blessing, you know, being around them for a whole year. And now we're getting ready to go into the season, which is going to get picked up in a minute. So I think that was a big thing.
How old are your kids, and what are their names?
I got an 8-year-old. His name is Timothy Weaver, and then I got a 16-month-old, and his name is Leonard Weaver IV. So that was a blessing. My wife's Anitra Weaver, so it's been great.
So two boys, and that far apart in age, I mean, you are working overtime right now.
All the time, man. But, you know, this time is the time that I get to really just invest, you know. I mean, the time I was hurt, man, and it's been a great thing, man. I got to know my kids better, you know, and just spend a lot of time with them.
8-year-old, is he playing any ball, any sports?
He's ready to get into it, man. He's beating me up every time I go home, wanting to wrestle. So I'm going to put him in some ball here this summer and let him see how it works out. He's looking forward to it.
Great. So what grade is he in now?
He's in third grade.
Third grade?
Yes, sir.
That's great. Thanks, Leonard. Appreciate
no doubt.
It, man.
Thank you, man.
That's great.